So we will stop for a moment. We will do an energy exercise with this energy. Understand? And so get comfortable and see yourself standing on the earth's surface, standing straight. Even if you are sitting, don't use your mind's eye to imagine it. You're standing on the earth, you're out in the sun, and you're outreaching your hands up to the sky, and you are feeling the bolts of energy. It's not like a continuous energy. It is like lightning strikes, but lots of them. So see this energy sort of seething and bubbling and cracking, and not just a beam of energy, but a torrent of activity. See it having a glow that seems to make everything around you glow. If you could close your eyes, you would still see things glowing. The trees, the rocks, the buildings. Because of this crackling energy. And see it as if, we used this analogy the other day, as if someone has set up water capturing devices, drums and such, to capture the rainwater. See these capturing energy. And so see the dry parched land energetically being really inundated, causing all kinds of pooling and energy wells to fill up, so that the energy sticks around, doesn't just blow through and keep going. Like someone has set up a net or capturing devices. See it happening in the land, see it happening in the sky, see it happening all over the earth, but also all over other places within the solar system. This is an important time for the earth. But the earth is now glowing and beaming out its energies to those that, things that are in alignment with the earth. So there are other alignments that are also feeling this energy. Kind of like the energy coming out of the hands of the Emperor in Star Wars, only this energy does not kill, this energy brings life. This energy brings abundance, this energy brings light. Light to dark places, light to bring light into places that no one can see. So see this as a great enlightening period, because you are moving into it. You are in it, but you are moving more and more in it by degrees. You are watching a needle moving up as you are entering this. The needle is way off the zero, but it still has a lot of room to go and is moving a little faster. Filling up with energies, this whole environment, this whole reality. And this energy is able to communicate in two different directions. In other words, the energy comes to you, but it gives you the ability to sort of send energy in the other direction, or send requests, or send thoughts in the other direction. So it's opening a channel where the energy can come to you and you can send information back through the channel. Kind of like what the telephone company does by sending electricity down the line so your telephone will work, so that now you can communicate back and have a two-way channel. These are analogies, but they are very good ones. And so see yourself standing there, drawing in this energy, sort of like as if it was money falling out of the sky. See yourself capturing it and sticking it in your pockets and shoving it under rocks and filling bushels with it. And just see everyone, planet-wide, doing this. As if great abundance was just falling out of the sky. Now we say this because this energy is different from money. It's different from all the other things that have been used as surrogates for this energy. And so part of what this money can do, this energy can do, is it can affect money. And so see it also filtering in through the economic systems. See it flooding through there and sort of clearing out the gunk. And doing some money exchanges on an energetic level. There has been attempts to really derail this situation. Much of it was done through deception. Many of the elected officials from the last election were elected under false pretenses, were elected because of things that were said that were never meant to be true. They have their own agenda, which they would not tell you because you would not elect them for their agenda. And that is the deception. And of course, there are some that would say Obama's been doing that. We would ask, really? Show us. That is not the case. But many of these governors, many of these congressional people, many of these judges who were put in place were deceptive and are now finding themselves in a place where to do what they want to do reveals their deceptions. But you will also notice, and we see this most in the governors, just how much they don't care. But they know they did this. They know they got in under false pretenses. That was the game plan. And so, it is really a reflection of the lethargy of the populace to listen to rhetoric instead of feeling in their heart what it is telling them. And so, yes, these officials have turned over their deceptions and are now out in the open with them. The question is, did anyone learn anything? We think that as far as this country is concerned, America, they have. They have learned a lot. And they will learn a lot more. And so, ideally, that's the kind of thing that the Da can assist you with. Learning to honor and value the light. Because if you don't, then they can move in at any time and deceive you. So we want you to imagine that there has been a restraining bolt, like the robots in Star Wars have these restraining bolts that keep them from having their own volition. See the restraining bolts being removed from the populace. See the controllers losing their control. And so people can begin to really see and act from their own intuitive nature. We're going to sit for a moment and just allow that to percolate. Again, see this flooding of energy really just washing through and clearing the gunk away and washing away the veneer that has been allowing these dark players to hide. See them all being washed and scrubbed like they are cars going through a car wash. No more hiding. No more deceptions. Does not mean they will not try to deceive, but we are suggesting that you will identify and call out their deceptions quickly and rally to the light. In our pleasure, good day to both of you.